So the mentor is actually an alumni, somebody that graduated from this program. If you have done almost no work, you may not have gotten a mentor, because I'm waiting to get some work rather than send them out. You can contact me if you didn't get one and you think you should have. The mentor is there to talk about careers and to talk about work paths and talk about, you know, what they do and what other people do and that sort of thing. The mentor is not there to help with homework, okay? They may not have a clue what you're doing. They may never have developed a web page. They may work in a different area of IT. So they're not somebody that you're asking for help with homework. There's someone you're asking for help about, or information about, what it's like to work in IT, what their job is. If you have a specific job you're interested in, find out if their company has that, if they know somebody that does it, that kind of thing. So that's what you're supposed to be finding out. On Thursday, five different alumni, or actually one of them isn't, one of them works for security here at the college, are coming in to talk. And that would help in the paper that you're doing too, if you get information from them. You've got to write a paper about careers, and that would be an interesting set of people to talk to and ask questions. So there are five people that come in. One is a programmer in Visual Basic, which we're actually going to start today. One of them is in security. One of them runs his own web development company. One of them has, I think, progressed mostly out of IT now, but she was in IT for years and years and years. And one of them works for Meditech as a programmer and kind of debugger and that kind of stuff. And they are coming in to talk on Thursday. And that will be pretty much the class, because with five of them, they'll use up the period. So they'll each kind of talk about what they do and what their company does, and then they will open it to questions and that sort of thing. So if you think of some questions to ask them, bring them along. But I think it's well worth coming to, because you find out a little bit about the IT field, and because it will help your paper if you get information from them to add to your paper, as well as from your mentor. Really thirsty. Okay, any questions on either of those things? Okay, so if not, we're gonna go into Visual Basic. And Visual Basic is under Visual Studio 2015. So it's here under Visual Studio 2015. And if you click on that, it comes up. Okay. Now I'm going to say, when this comes up, that I want to do a new project. Okay? Then we will go back in and do an open project, but for now I'm saying I want to do a new project. So I'm going to click on new project. If you go in under Visual Studio, okay, so scroll down and go in under Visual Studio. Lindsay, would you go around and see if anybody's having problems getting in?
Said new project.
And we're gonna click on new project. I haven't done it yet, but that's what we're gonna do, is click on new project. Some of you are having trouble getting the machine to go on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
details. just pretend you got it on. Okay, so now comes up this screen. And this screen is important, because you have to tell it what you're doing. Okay, so first of all, you have to make sure that Visual Basic is clicked over here and not some other language, because Visual Studio allows you to work in C as well as C++, C Sharp, and all of that. So you would need to make sure Visual Basic is clicked. Then you want Windows Form Application clicked. Okay, so you want to have Visual Basic and Windows Form Application both clicked. So now you're going to come down and you're going to give it a name and tell it where you want to store your program. If you have a flash drive, I would store it on the flash drive. If you don't, store it someplace that you can access it. So store it on your, what is it, S drive or R drive? N drive. So you can also store it on your N drive, yes.
Is this going to be just for in class, or should I store what we're going to be working on?
Well, it's not something to pass into me, but it's good reference. So I would store it where you can see it again if you need to. So I'm going to call this First Spring 18. Okay? And I'm going to leave it on my E drive. Now, if you have installed it at home, because you can download and install Visual Basic at home, and I will put the address out there, but you can just look it up. I just called it First S18, but you can call it anything you want. I just called it the first thing I'm doing in Spring 18. And I put it in the E drive. Now, if you do it at home, this solution name may not show up, and that's fine, don't worry about it. But the at-home version, or the kind of light version, does not show that. And then you want to have checked create directory for a solution. Okay, so there's four things you need to do here, five things. Click Visual Basic, click Windows Form Application, give it a name, choose the location where you want to store it, and check create directory for solution. So you want to do all of those things. Because it's a pain in the neck to move it if you put it in the wrong place. Although if you put it in the place and create a directory, you can drag the whole directory, and then it's not a pain. But don't try to move its parts, because it generates extra parts for you, and it's a pain to do that. But if you move the whole directory, that's fine. So if you just grab the directory and put the directory when you're done on another drive, that works. And when you're sending it to me, you're going to take that directory and zip it up and send me the zipped version of the directory. Okay? Pardon me? I'm at new project. Okay, has everybody got this far? Okay. Yeah.
So basically this will create a file for the code, and then
multiple files.
It'll also have a directory that I can send to you.
It creates a directory with multiple files.
They'll all be
in the directory. And the directory will be on the E drive. So you'll set up a directory on the E drive. The stuff that you make will be stored there, but there's a lot that happens behind the scenes to make it run that will also be stored there. Okay, so that's why you need to have a directory that will contain both the stuff you do and the stuff that Microsoft does for you.
Where did you see that?
Pardon me? I saved it on my E drive, but you can save it. And you want to make sure Visual Basic, yep. And I saved it on my E drive, but you can save it on your N drive or on a flash drive. I saved it on a flash drive. Okay, so mine's on a flash drive. Okay, so then, Lindsay, if you're getting it okay? You getting it okay? Okay. And then you click OK. All right. So at this point, it takes a sweet time, but eventually it gets there.
I feel like things are unusually slow today.
Yes. Well, as the semester goes, it gets progressively slower.
Nice.
Yes, she's nodding. It does. And so by the end of the semester, it's painful. So this is what it creates, okay? So this is what comes up. And notice I have a form, okay? So this is one of the things that comes up. I have solutions, and this is the other thing that comes up. And in the solution, notice my name is there. So it says solution first, S18. So that's where my name is. Okay, so we're in VB, so. So it says first, S15. Then there are properties associated with the form down here. So your screen should look like mine. If it doesn't, call Lindsay and get her to come around and see if she can find where it is, okay? You can add things over here. Okay, the other thing that you will have is a toolbox over here on the side. And if you click on the toolbox and see that little pin, turn the pin like that. Okay? And we're going to click on common controls. So I can then bring up my toolbox. Okay, so I went over to the side and clicked on toolbox. I pinned it down so that it saves. If I don't change that little pin, when I go off it, it will disappear. Okay, once I've used it and I'm done with it, then I want it to disappear. So I turn the pin sideways and it goes away. And then once I get here, I say, I want common controls. Okay, so I want the common controls. Okay. So those, now I've got the four things that I need up here. So this is the form that I'm going to present to the user. And what I need to do is put things on that form that I want to present to the user, okay? And what we're gonna find is that Visual Basic is very helpful. If you do something wrong, it lets you know, okay? As opposed to JavaScript, which says, ha ha, you figure it out. Although, as I've said before, if you go into JavaScript, if you hit tools, and I've got it out on the website, but if you hit tools, and then web developer, and then web console, it gives you a hint. Not always a terribly helpful hint, but at least it gives you a hint. Okay, so anyway, we're going to go here and we're going to click on label and drag a label over to the form. So click on label and drag it over to the form. Where you put it doesn't much matter. Okay, so let's say I want to have this label and have it say something. Okay, now notice label one is here, up there. So here are the properties for label one. And it is telling me about label one. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give a name to label one. and I'm going to call it, so I scroll up, and I am calling it LBL name. LBL, capital N, name. Okay, so I want to put in a label. The convention is that when you name a label, you put LBL in front of it and then give it a name. Okay, so that's the convention. Do you have to do it? No. Is it the best way to do it? Yes. So you should label it LBL, and then I'm putting, going to have this appeal for name. So I put name in there. Okay, so now I have named it. And when I leave this area, it has now changed it to say LBL name. Yeah.
I don't see the name for some reason.
She said scroll, but it's actually down.
You go into label and you're writing, the name is way up at the top. Notice that I have it, that is clicked.
I see you have it alphabetical.
Yes. Do I have it alphabetical? Yeah, I guess I do. Okay. So alphabetical and then LBL name. Now I want it to say name, so I'm scrolling down to the text property. And in the text property, I am changing the text, and I'm going to say name, and I'm going to put a colon there. I don't have to, but that means it's name, and that's what's going to appear. So I put name colon, and now notice the form says name colon. So this is my label, okay? Now I'm going to drag over a text box. Okay, so I'm going to go over here to my toolbar, and I'm dragging over a text box that I'm putting right next to name. Yeah.
For some reason, my name, where yours says Form 1 on the window, mine put that as name, and then the label is still Label 1.
Okay, that's because down here in the properties, you changed the it. You didn't have label open. You had form open. So go click on the label, and then you can do it. Okay, click on the label. And then the form you probably want to, huh?
I got it.
And the form you can set back. Okay, so now I've got a text box. I dragged the text box up here, and now down in the properties it says text box 1. And I want to give it a name. And the convention is to call it TXT, and then a word like name. So I'm calling it TXT name. And I don't want anything in that because I want the user to put in something in there. So I've just got the name, and it says text name. Yeah.
It says LBL name, property value is not valid.
That's because you've already used it.
Okay,
so go back and change it on the form.
Okay.
Okay? Or I'll call it NAM, you know, whatever. But it's because you've already used it. So now I have text name. So I've now got this and this all set up. Okay? Now what I want to do is I want to put up a button to click on. So I'm going to drag a button over here, and I'm putting a button on the form.
And then Windows Form.
You put a text box near me?
I have a label here, a text box here, and a button here. Okay, so I have a text box that I named text name. And I have a button that I haven't done anything with yet. So my label is named label name. If I look at it, my label is named label name. My text box is named text name, and now I've got a button. And I'm gonna call the button BTN, and I'm gonna just say click, button click. Okay, because that's the button that I wanna click on. So I have LBL for labels, TXT for text boxes, and BTN for button. Okay? And now I want the button to say something, so I'm going to scroll down to where it says text. Okay, and I am going to write where it says button one, I'm going to say click here. Okay, so that's what I want to be on the button, and it's now on the button. I have to click off where I wrote it, and then it becomes on the button. So I now have the text, click here. Okay. Now I'm going to drag over another text box. And this one I'm going to call text greeting. Because I'm going to put a greeting in there and say hello. So I call that text greeting. Okay, so text greeting, and I'm leaving it empty, so I'm not putting any text in because I want to have text put in it when I run the code. So I'm just calling it text greeting. So I now have a label, two text boxes, and a button on here. Okay? So now I'm going to say click here. I'm going to come in here and double click on that. And what it does is it brings up, and I'm actually going to make my toolbox hide, so I'm clicking the pen sideways so that I get more room here. Okay, so I clicked the toolbox, the pen, and made it go sideways so that it's not showing anymore and not taking up room. When I want to get it back, it's sitting right here, and I can get it back very easily. So now it has created a module or subroutine for me. And notice it says private sub, which means it belongs to this program. It then says, okay, so the sub is a subroutine or a module. Button click is the name of the button. So whatever you named your button, that's there. Underscore click is the event that will trigger this button. So when I double click on it, it assumes I want the click event. And it makes a click event, which means when I click on this, it will when I click on it, this routine will be executed. Over at the side, don't worry about what it says here. It puts it in for you, say thank you. And over here it says handles and gives the name of the subroutine again, that it's the button click click. Okay, so it handles a click on button click. But again, it's doing it for you, so that's great. It also then puts in an end sub. Okay, so I now have the end sub, and it has an end class, which means it's the end of the code. Okay, if I scroll up, you can see that it has the beginnings of the class. So the public class form one This is the information associated with Sahal 1, and the only information I have so far is the subroutine that I've set up. So this has all been done for you. You haven't done a thing yet. Now your job is to tell it what you want to do if they click on it. So I'm going to say that I want text greeting, and I want its text property. Remember when we made the label, we filled out the text property with the word name, and when we made the button, we filled out the text property to say click here. But when we made the text fields, we didn't put in a text. Now we're saying it's time. I want to change the text property of that text area. So I want to put something into that text area. So I'm saying text greeting dot text, meaning the text part, equals, and now I'm going to tell it what I want to put in there. And I'm going to say hello and leave a space after hello. And notice when I put in the quote, it put in an ending quote with me, for me. You can like that or dislike it. I frequently dislike it because I frequently end up putting in the quote twice. Because without thinking, I put in a closed quote. It's already put in a closed quote with me. And so we're now in a problem. Okay. And then I put a space there so that it will say hello space. And then I'm putting a plus. And then I'm saying text name. And I want it to get the text property because you saw how many properties there were. There were a gazillion of them. I want the content, which is the text property. So I'm saying text greeting dot text equals hello concatenated with text name dot text. Okay? So I am now saying I want to take the text that's in text name, concatenate it with hello, and put it into text greeting. Okay? So I am now ready to test this program. And I'm going to leave the code open while I test it. Notice that I've got two things up here. This is the code, this is the design. So if I click on that, I'll see the form again. If I click on this, I see the code. So I can go back and forth between the code and the form. But I'm going to leave the code open so I can watch it. And I'm clicking on the start button. That's the green arrow up the third line down, and it says start. Any time now, it would be nice. Talk about slow.
There were build errors. Fun.
Okay. So, you may have build errors, I have a form. So we're going to look at mine first, and then we can try to figure out what your build errors are. Okay, so there's my form, and I'm going to type in here John, and then hit on click here, and it says, hello, John. Okay, so it went and did the code that I asked it to do. I type John. John is the text in text name. It concatenated it with the word hello space, and it wrote it out as in the box called text greeting. Okay. I suspect it goes back to the problem you had when you were putting the things up.
I'm going to say that, probably. Because
okay.
in my form, well, the code, I have the line for, like you have for the click, then above it, I had the label there too, so maybe that's messing it.
Possibly. So let me take a look at it later. You can keep it up. So now I've got, it has run. Okay? So when I want to stop it, there's kind of a brown box up here that I can click on and it will stop.